Alcazar Audio Works presents Queer Little Folks by Harriet Beecher Stowe. Read for you by Bobby Froman and Susan McCarthy. Hen That Hatched Ducks. Once there was a nice young hen that we will call Mrs. Feathertop. She was a hen of most excellent family, being a direct descendant of the Bolton Greys, and as pretty a young fowl as you could wish to see of a summer's day. She was, moreover, as fortunately situated in life as it was possible for a hen to be. She was bought by young Master Fred Littlejohn, with four or five family connections of hers, and a lively young cock, who was held to be as brisk a scratcher and as capable a head of a family as any half-dozen sensible hens could desire. I can't say that at first Mrs. Feathertop was a very sensible hen. She was very pretty and lively, to be sure, and a great favorite with Master Bolton Greycock, on account of her bright eyes, her finely shaded feathers, and certain saucy, dashing ways that she had, which seemed greatly to take his fancy. But old Mrs. Scratchard, living in the neighboring yard, assured all the neighborhood that Greycock was a fool for thinking so much of that flighty young thing, that she had not the smallest notion how to get on in life, and thought of nothing in the world but her own pretty feathers. "Wait till she comes to have chickens," said Mrs. Scratchard. "Then you will see. I have brought up 10 broods myself, as likely and respectable chickens as ever were a blessing to society, and I think I ought to know a good hatcher and a brooder when I see her. And I know that fine piece of trumpery, with her white feathers tipped with gray, never will come down to family life. She? Scratch for chickens? Bless me, she never did anything in all her days but run around and eat the worms which somebody else scratched up for her." When Master Bolton Gray heard...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?